Dating skills are not relationship skills. All right. Welcome to the podcast. This week we are talking about a juicy subject, and that's the difference between dating and relationships, and what skills do you need in each scenario, in each state? What skills you need in dating and what skills you need in actual long-term committed relationships, and how they are different and how they can actually hinder. So your dating skills can hinder your relationship progress, your relationship health. So what helps you spot red flags and stay emotionally detached and easily walk away in the dating process will actually hinder you in a committed relationship. Because so let's start with like defining what is dating, what is relationships, right? Because nowadays in the hookup culture and all the things, like, it's all just the one messy mess. And there are actually different. So a long-term relationship or marriage, let's go the extreme, right? Marriage is for life. I don't know about you guys, but I am Christian, so for me marriage is really a big deal. It's one chance only. There's no divorce for me. There's no divorce. I don't believe in divorce, and maybe some of you do, but still, marriage is a serious commitment, serious undertaking. So even if you do believe in divorce, it's still a very a serious commitment, and you know, it takes a lot of emotional, physical, mental, even financial investment, right? So here we have marriage on one side, and then we have dating. For me, dating is the process of getting to know somebody and selecting them and being able to choose, being able to judge their character, and also, you know, not get emotionally involved, because that's reserved for marriage, for a committed relationship. So dating for me, it's about just learning about the person and determining compatibility. So my relationship skills are not practiced in dating, and my dating skills are not practiced in a relationship, because they're different, right? So in a relationship, in dating, and the thing is, if you don't have this clear boundaries around what these different processes, what these different, how do we call them? A relationship. Relationship statuses are, it will all be just meddled together, right? So you'll be dating, but also in a relationship, but also not, and also you're still, you know, you're together, you're living together, but you're still not sure if they're the person, you're still evaluating them, like, mess. Just a big whole mess. So what I suggest and advise is that when you're dating, date. And don't practice being in a relationship with someone when you're just dating, right? But, you know, I'm coming from a very specific perspective here. So if that doesn't resonate, if that's, you know, if that's not where you are, this might not be for you, right? But so for me, I am looking for marriage, and that's it, right? I want to be married. And I know what it takes to be married. I know the skills that will be required of me. And I also know that I don't know what I don't know. You know what I mean? So there's going to be a lot of new learning. But, you know, I prepare myself as best as I can. And so for me, the dating process is the lead up, is the selection process for the right person for me. So if that's where you are at, if you are desiring a long-term partnership, then you should use dating in the same way, just as a stepping stone towards whether you want to get married or just a committed long-term relationship. This applies. This can be the same. And so in dating, you're really just, you are looking for faults, right? That should be your mindset. I want to see like their worst, so that I can determine if I can work with it, basically, right? So your whole mindset is, okay, let me like focus on what's wrong with them, what's not right, what's, you know, what habits do they have, what kind of, you know, what kind of incompatibilities are they, grave, are they small, are they what's the word? I don't know. Irreversible, irreconcilable. What's the word? Oh my gosh, my English today is not on par. Irreconcilable. Ah, he's gonna annoy me now. What's the word? Never mind. If there is compatibility or there isn't, right? So that's what you're determining. So your mindset is quite negative because you're looking for the bad things, right? You're looking for the red flags. You're making sure that they're not, you know, they don't have addictions or bad habits or whatever, right? So like this is the kind of mindset that you have. Because you wanna in the dating process, you wanna spot the bad things, the red flags, as soon as possible, so that you can eliminate the person. That's the mindset. Whereas when you are in a relationship, if you do that, if you practice that, you're going to destroy the relationship pretty quickly, right? Because the dating skills are designed to like pick apart somebody, to pull them apart, to see what's inside, right? And in a relationship, you don't want to pick somebody apart. You don't want to focus on their flaws. You don't want to keep pointing out. You don't want to like scan the environment for what they're doing wrong and be only focused on that and focused on, are we a match? You know, are we compatible? Do our beliefs match up? Like once you enter a relationship, all of that should be left behind because you've decided to be in a relationship with them, right? That's why marriage is such a such a clear line, and especially when you don't believe in divorce like me, it's the line, it's the final line. Like once you cross it, you have to let go of the are we compatible. No, you've chosen them, and you're gonna do everything it takes, everything and anything it takes to remain together. Don't care how bad it gets, don't care how much we get on each other's nerves, we're gonna work through it. So that's my mindset. I'm maybe a little bit extreme. So you don't have to be that extreme. But for me, it's like, I believe that if I choose my person, I'm gonna do everything to love them, even if, you know, they're having a hard time or I'm having a hard time or we're both triggered or my trauma is coming up or his trauma is coming up, like we're gonna work through it, right? So that's the mindset that you need in a relationship, just utmost commitment. I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna be patient, I'm gonna be forgiving, I'm gonna be long-suffering. I know people don't like that. People really don't like to suffer in a relationship. People don't like to forgive because people like to hold grudges and, oh my God, he's abusive because he told me a bad word because he was in a bad mood. Like, this is why relationships fall apart, because you're in a relationship, you're married, but you're still dating, you're still evaluating if this is the right person for you. That's silliness. It's silliness. So this is why I'm making this podcast, to kind of create the distinctions between what's dating and what's marriage, what's a long-term relationship. And it's absolutely fine if you don't want to be married, if you just want to have fun, if you just want to date. But that's, you know, that's then going to be the dating mindset, and that's fine, right? You can still enjoy people, you can still build connections and have friendship and have all the lovely things that come from dating, but you know, at the back of your mind you're like, oh, are they my person, are they not? You know, there's still this consideration, and that leaves some kind of insecurity, right? And women, we thrive in safety. When we feel safe, when we feel really claimed and taken care of and chosen, it just feels so good. That's why we love being married. We want, like a lot of women, you know, we want marriage. Even if you're not religious, you know, there's something in marriage, in that commitment, that gives just so much safety. Like, oh, I can I can breathe, I can relax, I'm safe, somebody's got me, like, oh, I'm protected, I'm provided for. Oh, it feels really good, right? And even if you don't want to be married, like some people don't want to be married, but they want a long-term relationship. Why? Because safety. And marriage is the ultimate safety, right? But anyway, to build a relationship, you need patience, forgiveness, long-suffering, which means being able to suffer with grace, because life is not always going to be happy and pretty and rosy. Like, even if you meet your person and the love of your life and you're together, like, you might have a child and they're sick, right? Your husband might be sick. You may lose your job. Like, things happen. Life happens. And the ability to suffer with grace is a skill that supports you in creating and building a happy, healthy relationship, because then you know how to take suffering with grace. You know how to feel pain and not lash out and not make it somebody else's fault or problem. You also need appreciation and the ability to see the best in someone rather than constantly look for their faults or look for what they're doing wrong or look for why they are not your person, right? So in dating, you're looking at why they're not your person, why this means we're not compatible, right? And so when you enter into a relationship, you have to make a complete 180 and start looking at why he is my person, right? Why this means that, you know, it's exactly right for me, even if I don't like it, even if it grinds my gears, even if his habits irritate me, this is my person. And I'm going to choose to love him. I'm going to choose love over ego. I'm going to choose connection and intimacy over being right. So you see how these are completely different skills. And if you only practice dating skills and learn about boundaries and requirements and how to walk away when something doesn't serve you, of course you'll feel ill-equipped to handle a loving, long-term, committed relationship. Of course. Because you become that which you practice, and you manifest that which you practice, right? It's your habits, your actions that create your reality. Not your wishes, not what you want, not what you desire, what you act. It's like the sum of your actions is going to be your reality. So if you act like you're dating, and if you're continuously in this mindset of dating, of selecting, of choosing, of judging, of discriminating, which are not bad things, right? They serve a purpose, but they have a time and a place. Like, there is a season and a time and place for every purpose under the sun, but you have to know how and when to use them, right? And not just be all mashed up all in one, right? Oh, I'm dating, but we're also in a relationship, but we also, I'm not sure about them. Or you're married, but oh, I'm not really sure about them. Maybe there's somebody better. No, baby. No, that's not how we do things around here. We have clear boundaries around relational situations. So, yeah, if you stay in the energy and the habits of dating, but you desire long-term commitment, you gotta start acting like you want to be in a long-term relationship, right? So you have to start practicing the tools, the mindset, the actions of a healthy partner. Be it and become it before it shows up. Because you might be lucky. You might be lucky and you might get blessed with an amazing person who is a match in every way. And it might still fail because you don't know how to be in a relationship. Know what I mean? So it's like you're not in control of how and when you meet your person, but you are in control of yourself and who you become. So if you haven't met your person yet, consider yourself lucky, because now you have time and space to practice being a healthy relationship partner, so that when he does arrive, You are prepared. You know you are good. You know you're good for someone. You know you're good to be in a relationship. You know you're a worthy partner to be chosen. You're not just sitting and thinking and hoping, oh my gosh, am I worthy? Am I not worthy? Like, where does my worth come from? No, you know you're worthy because you're practicing it. You know how to build a relationship. You know how to build somebody else up. You know how to forgive. You know how to love. You know how to choose love. You know how to get over your own ego. You have all these skills, so you are prepared. So when your person comes, you're just like, yeah, let's go for it. Let's do it, right? You're a master. You're confident. And confident comes from practice. It doesn't just come from the sky. It doesn't just fall from the sky like, oh my gosh, where's my worth? Oh, okay, let me just, I'm worthy now. Ta-da! No. Your worth comes, like your worth is the same as your confidence. It comes from action. It comes from being the person, right? And you know, a lot of people will be like, oh well, I can't practice being a healthy partner because I'm not in a relationship. Well, how do I do? Well, you don't have to be in a romantic setting to practice being a healthy relationship partner. You know, healthy relationships are healthy relationships, and that can be practiced with friends, with family, with people you meet on the street, with your coworkers, literally anyone. Right? You can stop looking for what's potentially wrong with someone, for why they are, you know, broken, traumatized, why they're a narcissist, and all of these things. Like, and start looking for what to appreciate, respect, and admire. Shift from complaining and fault finding to loving and accepting people around you. And start with where you are. Like, your friends, family, coworkers, people that surround you, start with loving them. And being good to them and for them and with them. Because that's how you build your habits. And when you cultivate these habits, you just become that person. And then you know that you're a good person to be in a relationship with because you've practiced it, right? If you just wish and think and hope and manifest and make lists of my ideal partner, my this partner, oh, I want this, I want that. You might get lucky. Life can and will bless you when the time comes, but if you're not ready, you might just destroy it, right? You might just destroy it if you don't have the skills to maintain it, right? And so, you know, I have a bone to pick with a lot of like modern dating advice, because what I see is just absolute garbage. Like, for me, like, I've always been team love, team forgiveness, team make peace with everybody around you, love and accept everybody, because that's, it doesn't say anything about them, but it says a lot about who you are. When you're able to forgive, when you're able to accept, when you're able to suffer in with patience, with grace, like life's setbacks, it says a lot about you and who you are, right? And when you are that kind of person, you can't help but feel amazingly worthy. You can't help but feel like a precious gem that anybody who gets into a relationship with is just so lucky to be with, right? But when you don't have these skills, of course you're going to feel like, oh, am I worthy? Like, I don't know, yikes, like, is it, like, am I ready, am I not? Like, when you practice being a healthy relationship partner, you just know that you're ready. You just know that, okay, whenever he comes, oh my God, he's going to be one lucky bastard, right? So a lot of modern dating advice doesn't actually prepare you for what you want ultimately. Like, it teaches you some like skills that feel good in the moment, and it rather teaches you how to be a shitty person, self-centered, distrustful, out for your own gain, and destructive rather than constructive and creative. And it only prepares you for heartbreak, powerlessness, disillusionment, and breakup, right? Modern dating advice is like practicing to break up. It's practicing for divorce, right? And that, you know, it may make you feel empowered in the moment because there's a high, you know, I've walked away, I've owned my worth, and da-da-da-da-da-da. So you may feel like empowered in the moment, but then you find yourself again in the same place, again heartbroken, again confused, defeated, lonely, Like, that's just not a way to live. So if you really want to get prepared for a good, healthy relationship, start practicing now. Start being the person now, so that when it does come, you are ready, you're prepared, you've got, like, I've got this, I know what to do. Because otherwise, you may find yourself in a relationship and then just be totally unprepared. And then shit goes sideways and you don't know how to deal. You're not prepared. You're just like, oh my God, you're not equipped to deal with the challenges of a relationship, like a committed relationship. So, you know, I've always been teaching women this, you know, love, forgive, accept, respect, trust. Because I don't teach women to be bad bitches with boundaries or walls, rather. I teach you to return to the good-hearted, kind, soft, delicious, lovely, loving and lovable woman that you actually are and that you want to be. And you wanted to be before the world told you that you need to be a bad bitch and have boundaries and standards and high and self-worth and actually be selfish. Right? I want to help you get back to the real you that's going to be irresistibly attractive to the man of your dreams. The soft, open-hearted, unguarded, secure, trusting, loving, accepting, whole person. So if you want to start practicing that today and you want to do it with me and you actually want to become the healthy relationship partner so that your confidence and self-worth skyrockets naturally, and you own it and it's yours because you've actively built it, reach out. I'd love to support you. I'd love to work with you. I have spaces now open for 3 month and six months mentorship. Reach out. I would love to love to work with you, to support you. This is like one of my favorite things to coach women on. And this is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. You send it to someone if you think it will help them. And that's it for this one. I will see you in the next one. Bye.